Just come on, hold on.
Wait, what are you?
I'm having my second breakfast. I'm like a hobbit.
A Guinness Zero and coffee.
It's called a cooler shaker.
A cooler, sorry.
TM.
I think people have been making this.
Shush, no, they've not. Well, okay, Philip.
Okay, I feel the huff. I feel the huff. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Folk in Scotland.
You know what's gay now?
Don't look at me. Well, maybe. What?
Andrew Tate has come forward to saying eating is homosexual. He doesn't eat. There's nothing more manly
than not eating.
Than fasting. He loves a day of fasting. Only homosexuals and ladyboys, he says, eat.
Oh, God.
What is happening? So this year, what the incels are claiming, because Andrew Tate's an incel.
Oh, very much so.
I bet he's the worst fuck ever. You know he is. He'll just be in a mirror with his wee chinless cock. And like, you know what I mean? His cock will look like his face.
Yes.
He looks terrible.
He's
anyway.
He's battling the looks.
He thinks eating is gay.
Yeah.
Now, American football's now gay.
Okay.
And woke. And so is tits.
No, listen.
No.
I'm going to stop. I will listen to a lot of opinions.
The anti-woke people say that boobs.
But I will fight back.
You've got to be gay to enjoy boobs.
Oh, shit.
These 1950s housewives.
So am I now gay? I've had my suspicions.
These fuckers, it's a fucking long-term scheme to ruin men.
I think it's a long-term scheme for them to come out quietly.
No, they're making money somehow.
It's very strange.
But is this advice for young guys?
No.
Don't eat.
Don't look at boobs.
Don't look at boobs. And don't watch contact sport. Well, contact sport is about gay.
Is it everyone's
gay? I was in the boys' league, and let's just say I go out of there with the skin of my teeth.
Oh, my God.
You know?
That was a frightening start to the show. Oh, God.
Oh, Neon's been cancelled.
What?
Oh, yeah.
The line. I told you it would.
I know, I knew as well.
Knew. 120-mile-long skyscraper.
It's now going to be a holiday resort at one end.
Oh, wonderful.
These idiots.
And you know what? The money that's gone into the design, the research and everything.
No, it's nothing.
People are just going.
Not much.
It's like that poor lad that thinks he's going to live forever. It's the people around him just taking money from him.
Yeah.
To say you're going to live 15 minutes longer if you wank into a cup or something. Mm. It's ridiculous. It's the same thing.
I do believe that a wank takes an hour off your life each time.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You'll be gone next week.
Oh, my God. I'm only 23. Look at me.
The Neom's cancelled.
Right.
It's just these mega projects. Oh. And the people who like these mega projects are the same people that think you shouldn't eat and boobs are gay. It's all the same thing.
This is a hill I will die on. I don't think boobs are necessarily gay.
I think I'm going to fight this one. I read a funny one today. It says, the Tesla truck was invented by the film Running Man. There's a Tesla truck in it.
Oh, no. This is that Tesla rust bucket that tries to kill you.
Disaster. We can't get your hands on one.
You can't get them in Europe because I'm needing a pee. They're so dangerous. Don't you dare. If you're going in that... I'm going to explain. He does this. He goes into the other room. He goes in. He gets a pint glass because this is his portable toilet, and he pees in it. This is pee. I think a lot of people thought last week the pee glass was a. I can fucking hear it. Oh my God! I can't. I come in here. I was telling people. I was texting, going, I'm actually really relaxed today. Everything's on time. Just everything was working. The cat took a good shit, so I checked his temperature. Everything's good. Everything's working fine. And you keep it outside!
What's down there? I'll deal with it later.
Why?
It's okay. Just carry on. Sorry, I'm busting.
You brought it in.
Well, it's okay.
Why is it in a different glass?
Because my fist glass I'm using for coffee.
You're drinking in the piss glass. Put it down! You dirty bastard! Don't drink it! Why did he do that? Now... To the listeners, he just took a swig of piss and then ran out spewing. Oh, no, I'm not going to be sick. I'm okay. Oh, Are you alright? You don't sound fine. You shouted fine there. I don't think that's the meaning of the word. Oh, you're the wrong colour. Sit down, for Christ's sake. Put that away!
Oh, hold on.
It's apple juice! It's fucking apple juice, you idiot! Oh.
It's apple juice.
Is it?
Yeah, it's apple juice. It's always been apple juice!
No, it's apple juice.
I'm not pissing through there. What kind of animal do you think I am?
I know you piss in there. I know you do. Because you use it to fucking... And look, you almost choked as well.
Yeah, but I'm so keen on the bit. Mouth. I'm so determined to produce content.
No way.
I'm stressed, man. The only time I've pissed through there is when I need urine to patinate my bronzes.
That's it.
I don't have any bronzes. I'm no peeing through there.
I came in one day and there was a big thing of piss.
Yeah, that's from the patinating bronzes back in the day. God. It's fine.
Right, anyway.
Some people will have turned off and won't realise I've not drank more than piss.
That's true.
Back
I
to
thought
the Guinness.
You drank it there. I thought you
Did
were
you
just,
believe me there?
I thought you were committed to the role.
Did you believe me there?
Fuck.
Oh, that's so good. The coughing just was perfect.
Oh, God. Acting. So, you could see Mark Sturton. We're both kind of actors.
I am.
I done my audition when he was here and I think it was kind of flawless.
I really sell a man who drinks his own piss.
It's almost like you had experience.
And the Oscar this year for Man Who Drinks His Own Piss.
Go on, man.
I'd just like to thank my mother and my father. They're not
dear. Oh, God. Just all ashamed.
Almost died there.
Yeah, you did.
You didn't happen to see commitment to the role.
Yeah.
You watch Hot Ones, the wing thing.
Yeah, I've not caught
did
up.
Did you see Conan
one.
O'Brien's one?
No. Did he almost die?
He's a very pale skinned Irish American dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Thick red hair.
Yeah.
He can't take spice, but he does it.
Oh, why would he do
and
that?
And he's eating them and he's putting the bones in his pocket. It's fucking good. By the end of it, he's like drooling milk. He's really funny. I've always liked Conan O'Brien because Conan O'Brien's a decent guy.
Yeah.
A lot of those late night hosts are cunts.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmel and all that. But he's interested in people. But when he's done his travelogue stuff, he's been places, he genuinely seems like a cool guy. But it was fucking hell, it was funny. Because I don't like the guy that really does Hot Ones.
He's not got a lot of charisma.
He asks interesting questions, but he's a weird guy.
He just does his job.
Yeah,
he just does his job. Yeah, he doesn't do much. He doesn't bring much to it.
The thing is, I'm deadly allergic to apple juice.
No, well, good.
I watched
sake.
A thing last night.
Yeah.
It's called Amazing Glasgow.
Oh, this sounds dangerous.
I would recommend stuff, and I think we should rob it for Amazing Dundee. We can't call it Amazing Dundee, we'll call it
Average Dundee.
No Bad Dundee.
No Bad, it's all right.
But he goes and he's going around Glasgow looking at old Taggart areas. Where Taggart
shooting
was
locations. Yeah.
Shooting locations. It's wonderful. There's one where Alan Cumming tosses himself off a bridge. Wonderful.
Oh, I see the lad out of Restless Natives died.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad.
He's very good, that actor.
He was great.
64.
Very young. One of the greatest Scottish films ever, Restless Natives.
Yeah, Restless Natives is good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You know what it captures? Being young in Scotland.
Yeah, and just hopelessness.
There's just hopelessness, yeah.
Well, yeah. So
yeah, there's just there's
amazing,
a bleakness
Amazing
to it.
Glasgow, and the guy's quite charming. I've saw Amazing Glasgow.
We'll give it a look. I've started on Fallout.
Uh-huh.
I'm two in. I'm waiting for it to get going. It kind of starts like the game.
It's a bit slow.
It kind of starts like the game. It's a bit slow.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for it to pick up.
It's ludicrous. It's all about Walton Goggins and
well,
the lassie's
yeah,
massive
the
CGI eyes.
Her eyes, yeah. The funny thing is, with an American accent, she looks kind of exotic and different. But when you hear her with her English accent, she just looks like she works in Tesco's.
Well, she's better than that. There's a lassie. I see some of the women in my work read it.
Oh.
When the Crawdads Sing.
Oh, God.
But there's a film, and it's got this actress in it, Daisy something something.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's a nepo baby.
Yeah, very much.
And she's fucking awful.
Oh, terrible.
She's fucking awful. Can we notice about a lot of these fuckers? You or I, if we ended up in Oscars, you'd be, oh, fucking, this is stupid.
Yeah.
But a lot of these nepo babies, they're born to the role. They're just, Dakota Fanning at the Oscars is no different from being in a McDonald's. It's just
That's just where she expects to be.
Dakota Fanning, she could see a
Johnson. Dakota Johnson.
There's too many Dakotas.
Exactly.
But if she saw like a unicorn fucking a space dragon, Dakota Fanning, Dakota Johnson would just be less.
Oh well. Yeah.
Jaded.
I agree.
How do you get so jaded?
And she's terrible as well.
Have you seen Madonna's son, Rocco?
Yes.
Have you seen he's an artist now?
Is he? Oh, good for him. He's got to find his way in life. It's difficult when you've got no advantages.
Well, if I was putting together an art show, nobody would come and there'd be no celebrities. He draws pictures of like Greco-Roman wrestlers.
Oh.
Naomi Campbell's there.
At least that's not gay.
It's like Paul McCartney's daughter. Can they say she just wants to do her own thing?
Yeah.
She's at fashion school. Naomi Campbell, Linda Evangelista.
Yeah.
She had supermodels modelling her stuff.
That's ridiculous.
They don't realise, like another one, mm-hmm. I feel like he's a nipple baby. This has actually killed me.
Good.
Don't swallow
that.
Something moved.
Don't.
I think that did something. I mean, it's a functioning part of my body.
Improved you.
Okay.
Right.
So I was going through channels last night. This is chaotic today. I brought the chaos. I just feel ill. Have a sip of this. It was a guy called, Gianni Capaldi.
Okay.
I might be wrong there.
You might be making things
anyway,
up.
We're going through, through Cody.
Right.
Looking for a film. And try to find just something light and stupid. And I see Vincent Cassel, an actor I really like, and Samuel L. Jackson, an actor who have a more of a kind of mixed feelings towards.
Okay.
And it's a film called Damaged. Right? So I think old man action stuff. Click on it. It's set in Scotland.
No.
So I'm thinking...
It's set in Glasgow, do you mean?
I've not watched that much of it.
Oh.
Jackson's there because of the golf.
Of course. I see him all the time.
Yeah,
when you're
Cassell's there. I don't know why. But it's starring, written, and directed by some second cousin of Peter Capaldi, who's got a nose job. He's an ugly bastard. He cannot act. And he's just, I'm fascinated to know how he's got this film together. It's got John Hannah's in it. It's got that wee wizened face woman for Game of Thrones. It's extraordinary. It's shot terribly. It's like a really low rent Seven.
All right, okay.
It's filmed in Edinburgh.
This is what happens.
How do they do this? It's confidence.
We've got confidence and we've done a podcast and look where we are now.
Yeah.
We literally haven't moved on in 4 years.
We've just made ourselves a box, essentially a tomb.
you know that
Chinese emperor that had like the rivers
that's
Mercury.
That
he drank Mercury for eternal life. He had all
you were drinking your own piss.
Apple juice. There was an army of like terracotta.
So was it
warriors.
Apple juice last week?
Yeah.
I really thought it was piss.
It's good, isn't it?
How do you pour it out so accurately? It sounds
I get the container and I just do it.
It's got a height, so it gets that. You fooled me.
Twice.
You fooled me. I really thought it, ladies and gentlemen.
You've been bad mouthing me.
A lot. Always. Whenever,
did they really believe it that I did that?
Everyone believed you had piss.
That's wonderful.
Well, there you go. You did it to yourself.
That says something terrible about how I come across, doesn't
it? Yeah, well, you don't come across well.
Well, next week I've looked out some Chambord real chocolate mousse.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's going to be a really good episode.
Don't do that. I had my MRI.
I was going to ask you, did you enjoy it? What music did they play?
I didn't get music.
Oh.
The guy came in. No ID, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Took me out of a van. There was a big truck at the back. The MRI machine was in a van.
That's weird.
So I lay down. It was strange because it was made of wicker. But anyway, I got in it.
Uh-huh.
And I was in for 11 minutes. It was very quick, in and out. Didn't even need to get a gown on or that.
Well, fuck off. That's a shite.
No.
But
they had it in a truck.
Do you just add your clothes on? But you've got zips and shit.
No, I didn't. I just had a T-shirt and I said, I've got on my other trousers, it's got these wee metal bits.
Mm.
And he goes, nah, don't worry about it. They won't come off. It's bits flying up we need to worry about. He says, so just, I took them down to my
knees.
I
don't think you get scanned.
Got scanned? Why does everyone...
You put your trousers down your knees?
Yeah, and he put a gown over me and my head went in.
Did he slide into a thing?
Yeah, I got the earplugs and I got the sort of mesh covered headphones. And then... Your head was in this sort of thing that you slotted in. and it was just a paper covering, and then it went in, and then it was in for 11 minutes exactly because it was two bits that were scanning. And it just...
It did you the
my head was almost out the
it's
top.
It's quite noisy.
It's noisy as anything. Yeah, noisy as anything. But it was very relaxing because it vibrates.
It vibrates.
But it was in a truck. Is that normal?
Nah, I just don't know what's happened there.
The guys were having their tea when I went in. The
guy's got a fag. He's taking
no, they were just eating their food. They went,
that's just bullshit.
I swear to... Up at Nine Wells, there MRI machines in a truck.
This doesn't feel... No, I've been to Nine Wells from MRI machines.
And it's in a truck?
No, it was in a ward.
It wasn't in a ward. It's a ward, in a truck.
A big room all to itself.
The last time I got my CT scan, it was out in a truck, by the bus. It was out...
This is not...
Do you know where the bus is coming?
Is it the same thing that goes around with the mobile library?
Same thing.
Who uses a mobile library?
The same people that have a mobile MRI.
Well, it's similar was demographic, isn't it?
Well, I was in there. It was in a truck, and the guys, Stephen and Wilfred, were just fucking lovely.
Stephen and Wilfred.
They were lovely.
I smell shite.
It's not, I honestly.
We are such liars.
this is the problem when I tell the truth.
This is such a couple
if
of liars.
If you go up to Nine Wells right
they're
now.
They're all just sitting. Their listeners are like, what the, what?
If, right.
This is it, it's too much.
See, now. After the show, get in my car, we'll drive up, and we'll go around, and I'll show you. It's a truck sitting outside.
Right.
And it's the trailer part of it.
Yeah, I'm not going, no, I don't want to see your imaginary
and
truck.
Anyway, you go in the truck, and there's a wee cubicle to get changed in. Said, don't need it. I said, don't have any. I went, cool, just get you
so
in.
So this multi-million-pound delicate equipment, they're just rattling about wee potholes.
Well, I imagine it has to get calibrated. That's what we're saying every time. You're looking at me like I'm lying.
Because I think you are lying.
It was in a truck.
I don't believe
you. The front of the truck, the tractor bit wasn't
The bit they sell the hot dogs we had. Want some onions on that?
But you go out, you know the bit do, where...
And where do you get changed? Do you just
the walk? Cubicle. No, there's a cubicle in it.
Oh, in the thing?
Yeah, but I didn't need
like
to get changed.
Like a beach hut thing.
You just, go in and to your right, there's
a
cubicle.
A bit tarpaulin, is there?
And a seat in it with all your stuff.
You know at a hot dog stand, there's a little shelf, it's got your condiments in it.
Well, there was condiments because they were having their tea. I was there at 6 o'clock.
In the morning?
At night.
At night.
What?
You're such full of shit.
I'm not full of shit. It's in a truck.
No, it's not.
It's in a truck. There's metal stairs going up to it. And they have a lift as well for people coming out.
Of course they do. Of course they do, my friend.
And then you go in and it's...
What kind of truck is it?
No, the trailer.
One of those wee Nissans.
The trailer truck, a big
lorry,
18-wheeler thing.
Oh, it's a lorry.
Not like a fucking.
Oh,
not like a flatbed.
Is Chris Christopherson driving it? Is he?
There was no front of it.
Oh,
there was no front. Right, so
is there a guy with a cap and a fucking bloodhound?
No, yeah. But anyway, you go in it. The cubicle's there. The computers are there, and at the end,
A bank of computers.
Well, a couple.
Okay,
and the exact same setup as when I got the CT scan, because that was in the truck as well.
And why have they moved out in a truck?
They've not. It's an extra room.
Nine Wells is the biggest hospital in Europe or something, and you're telling me they just don't have extra room, so they've just got it in a truck in the car park.
That's what.
No, it's okay.
It wasn't in the car park. It was on the road.
On the road. Okay. Oh, outside. Okay. Okay.
It was at the bit where you all the ambulance brings the emergency in.
Oh, I just get in the way, I suppose.
So I was just walking past
them. Got a generator next to it.
I don't know how they powered it.
Just a cable, I'd imagine.
Just plug in the wall.
Just plug it in. Ken, when you're doing,
I'm not lying!
Ken, when you're doing your electric strimming or
I'm
a bush.
I'm not lying!
Ah, no, I know you're not, no.
And it was this grey beige machine that you lie on, paper pulled over it.
Just a bit of cling film. From the hot dogs.
Your head went sort of just fitted in this
just
thing.
Just grease proof paper.
And then the alarms went off till it was. They shut the door. And then my head was almost out the top of it.
Oh, you're standing up?
No, lying down. And then it was moved down into for the second bit. And it was 5.5 minutes each. Because it said 30 minutes prep.
Oh, 30 minutes prep.
30 minutes prep and 40 minutes in the machine. And they'd done the prep as I walked from the waiting room outside.
Puts his hot dog down.
No, I just said, you know, he said, your tattoos, you've ticked, you've got them. He says, we've got to say that people sometimes say they can warm up. We've never experienced it, so it's just something we've got to say. And I went, okay. And that was it. And it was, in it was actually really relaxing.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you know what it was? Nice, it was really warm in there.
That nice cooking smell. It does relax.
It was
fried
warm.
Onions is one of the best.
It was
smell.
Warm and it was lovely. I'm not lying. I'm not lying.
Was it coal powered?
It was in a truck.
A truck, okay.
It was in the back of a truck.
I was watching this morning.
Yeah.
The Glasgow Underground.
Uh-huh.
The Clockwork Orange. Brand new trains.
Oh.
Absolutely beautiful.
Are they nice?
Lovely.
Because the ones were a bit scummy.
No, they were scummy.
I have not been
but
to
you
that.
Remember how they were?
30 years. 30,
remember?
Yeah.
I when longer, I lived in Glasgow, longer. I was on them all the time. I loved longer. Them. Nothing better than having been stoned as fuck in one of them. And just looking, because when you look at yourself in the mirror, it would do stuff. So you were just two pairs of feet joined in the middle, like conjoined twins.
Sounds like bullshit to me.
No, it's true. Okay. But the new trucks.
Yeah.
It puts paid to the notion.
Yeah.
All the time I was watching it, I was like, good on you, Glasgow. The trains are beautiful and it's open carriage. Yeah. So you there's no, it's all
right. Right. Yeah,
so
yeah,
you
yeah.
can walk right away along, more space, room for disabled people, lovely, clean. And I thought, Elon Musk is thinking this is shit. And his solution is cars going round a tunnel. The man's a
buffoon. He's an idiot.
He's an idiot. He's a buffoon.
He's an idiot.
What's the latest thing he's doing?
He's always doing something.
I saw
shit.
The new, have you seen the new Boston Dynamics robot?
Yeah, that gets up weird. That's instantly scary.
Well, what I like about it is, why do they have to behave like you and I behave? I've never understood the point of making
no point.
A bipedal robot that just stick and when it gets up, it goes, oh.
Well, the thing is,
it's fucking marvelous.
They've made it really difficult on themselves to make it like human. Mm-hmm. But they know, God, could we just make it like a spider?
Yeah.
Nobody
spider
wants it.
Spider person, yeah.
You know, a 12-foot wide spider running through your house.
But the thing that's going to be able to, like,
not for me,
fold itself up. Did you see what was the big one they had? That would run upstairs.
Atlas.
Well, it's been retired.
Yeah, because that was hydraulics. Now it's electric.
But have you seen it behaving? They put together for the retirement video. Because when old guys retire, you get a clock.
Oh.
And it's running up stuff and it falls. And it goes, oh, it falls down like a person. It's when it fails, it's most human looking.
Oh, God.
And you see it falls down and its foot comes off and all the hydraulic fluid's pissing out.
The art installation, and I hate art installations because I hate artists.
No, not all. Well, some art installations.
But there was this robot, and it constantly leaks hydraulic fluid, and it has to mop its own hydraulic fluid back
That's good.
Up into a tray to keep it going.
That's wild.
And slowly but surely, and then one day it just stops and it can't do it anymore.
Have you seen those big sand? Those big sand beasts the guy made, and they're just powered by the wind.
Oh, they're amazing! They're incredible. And they're walking.
They're walking down the beach.
Now, if you didn't know. You're out for a night, a wee wank.
Truly alien.
And that come towards you.
A wee wank.
What did I say that?
Yeah.
And you run away. I would run like fuck. I'd be so terrible. Well, I can't run. But I got my MRI.
Just your wank. The wind blows your wank into those machines and it just froths up like a cappuccino.
No, because it's coming towards you, so you're downwind. So you through the fear, you come, gets in your face, you can't
That's
see
where
you're
going.
That's
maybe why you're down on the beach.
That's probably true.
First place.
So... To get started,
I'm still going not fully. It's okay.
Well, we need to get started.
Keep going.
Right?
Keep going. Have you done could you get the video?
Do you want to do? Do you want to?
Please,
do...
I like to get it out of the way.
Okay.
You've found. What have you found?
Hi guys.
Oh, no.
On a recent show, you talked about taking the podcast to New Zealand. Forget
no,
that. Bring it to Perth, Western Australia instead.
No,
top
no.
weather, top beaches. Cheers. Figure of foo. Figure of foo. Wrong. I was going to bring mother glasses. I didn't. Well, you know what? That's a great idea. I know. Okay. Forget there's Australians there.
Yeah.
And think that we could go there. And Perth, that looks great. Did you ever see the documentary about the hurricane that hit there?
No.
Like in the 70s?
No.
Fucking terrifying.
It's all like this crocodile.
Terrifying.
Dundee. I am actually a big fan of Australian painters. Contemporary. Modern.
Well, you
Australian
could go and look
art.
At someone doing their colour
yeah,
now.
Some nice stuff.
You know?
Some nice stuff.
Wait a minute. Is Perth's a bit sharky for the surfing?
Oh. A shark's not going to bother with you now, mate.
Do you not think so?
Not even give you a second glance.
You can smell that dangling leg.
It wouldn't even smell you.
Okay, but that's
Have
a
you
good
seen
idea.
The guys who rescue the big shark that's washed up on the beach?
No.
Fuck.
How do they drag it out by the tail
they're
and trying to
it
kill
it
them?
It's just like a muscle pack killing yeah. machine. It's no... Okay, now, there's a myth that... It's always on YouTube. Man saves animal, thanks him. No, it doesn't.
Doesn't it'll just that, turn and eat
turn
you.
Turn and eat you.
Yeah.
Have you seen the ones? There's animals with a snare. They're a wolf with its paw caught in a snare.
Oh, I saw that, and it's trying to kill the guys. He's trying to unpick it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not safe.
No.
Stuart M.
Okay.
Morning. Got a couple of recommendations for Goron. Oh. First, the Doric Express, a 5-minute podcast where a guy from Aberdeen reads out stories from the press and journal this every day is, in the Doric tongue.
This is wild. Hold on, bear with me. I'm not going for piss.
Do not do it. And then he's away again, and off he goes. Are they new jeans? Are they new jeans you're wearing? There's no cum stains on them. Which is always good to see. The Doric tongue. We don't need more of this.
Uncanny.
Why is it uncanny? Oh, what you got? You got a book.
So what did, so who's this from?
This is from Stuart M.
A book I just got today.
Yeah.
A Dash of Doric.
Oh, God.
The Wit and Wisdom of the Northeast.
A Wit and Wisdom. There's none.
And this is from Robbie Shepherd, one of the Northeast's. He's our Shakespeare. He's like, if you took, he's like Ken Watanabe. From the Northeast.
Okay.
It's like characters. The Shoppy.
Oh.
Sweet Bird of Doric Wit.
Oh, God.
Please, miss.
Terrible.
Look at this cartoon.
What does it say? This looks just awful. No, I've got no time for this.
I'll read a bit. I'll get a wee bit. I'll look through this and I'll find a good one.
Okay. The other, I know he loves Japanese culture.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy called Dave Bull on YouTube. He's in his 70s, moved to Japan in the 1980s to learn woodblock printing.
Oh, that's and now he runs like a print. Him. Shot, yeah.
Print studio in Tokyo. His channel is fascinating. He also live streams on Twitch, showing his daily work in the studio where he carves out wood blocks and makes prints.
I've watched that for hours.
It's wonderful. That's what you should do. Live stream you working in what, here.
The Japanese don't do half measures.
No, that's
when
true.
When you learn something, they take a pride in everything. If you're a street sweeper, you're the best street sweeper. If you make omelets, you just make them perfectly. And the Japanese, well, the best way to be respected by the Japanese is to do some beautifully. And that guy, he's mastered something, not like a fucking hipster that's done a weekend course.
Understood.
He's put time and effort and love into it. And the Japanese will love him for it. I'll give that a go.
It's wonderful. I could watch him for hours. Yeah. The only thing, it puts me off, he looks like Charles Manson. Have a good weekend as you can in Dundee.
A lot of people do so. Sure. A lot of Dundee people look like Charles Manson.
It's a kind of look. If I still had my hair, I get it.
Yeah.
Chris McShadowing, so here we go.
Shit.
Good morning and TGIF. Thank Goran, it's Friday.
Oh, nice. Okay.
See, after the disappointment that was Dundee Christmas 2023, the council has been asked for 180k to install a Christmas village in the city centre this holiday season.
Waste of time.
We don't have the money.
Hmm.
Everything's bankrupt. Do you think this is even needed, or is the area dried up to the point even a Christmas village can't help bring visitors for holiday commerce? Nah,
I don't. It all looks very well, but nobody's coming there especially to see that. No, it's a waste of time.
Waste of time.
They should just basically get around and clean the place.
I have gossip. You know the pub near me?
It
was shut down.
Okay.
Someone bought it.
Oh, no.
They've spent, talking to one of the builders, they've spent an unbelievable amount of money fixing it up. Wait, because they didn't know it was falling down. They had no idea the condition. They bought it sight unseen. They had no idea. It's cost them everything. Now they're in it. They can't get out.
But they'll last a fortnight.
They're going to last longer because they're going to have to keep at it. They had no idea. How is this possible?
No, they're idiots.
Idiots.
Pubs are just money pits. The worst thing is people that go to a boozer and think, I like pubs. I love pubs. I'd be great at running a pub. No, you wouldn't. You've got to look so coldly. To work in a pub, to run a pub business, you have to go, right, it's an Irish pub. Oh, nobody likes Irish pubs anymore. Change it. It's a fucking Mexican pub. Nobody likes Mexican pubs anymore. Change it. You can't have any of this fucking bullshit.
You've got to adapt. Well, the thing is with this pub, they don't, talking to the builder, don't realise that the roofs haven't to be done. No. So this will be another cost. They have no idea. They have no idea the rat problem.
I feel a bit sorry for them.
They have no idea.
Well,
no.
It's not a couple, is it?
No, I don't know. But the problem is with that. Why didn't you look at it? Why didn't you get a survey? It's absolute disaster for them. So I don't.
It's
sympathy.
It's in the modern way folk drink. It's just too far from anything. Folk can't get across the road for that.
They're not going to cross the road. Roads are like rivers, and people just don't cross them. Next one. Retro Box Room. Lang may your lum reek.
Uh-huh.
Is this a Scottish thing? I don't understand. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not from here.
He may gang far and fair war.
I hear all this stuff.
It's you meet the Maxi Bonnie.
People assume that I know Scottish stuff because I'm from here.
No, you're not really.
But I've tuned out completely.
You've tuned out. Yeah, you've gone. You're onto another plane.
What's it like living in a country knowing it's very likely that all the mice under the floorboards are of Viking descent? It's kind of nice, actually. I like that.
This mice.
I've been drawing Vikings recently. Just for personal use. Yeah. It's not gay.
No,
like
don't
I was
gay
saying,
about
it's all this
not
thing.
Gay
no,
about
nothing
it.
Gay.
No,
we
not
know
gay.
That.
So it's not a gay look. The
it's time for that monthly reminder to get Goron in VR. He's a man of his word, and he did say he'd give it a go. As well, I, the brain should remind
can
him
we
it's
do,
Tuesday morning.
Can we
first,
do
like,
it live actually, from VR?
Yes.
From within it? Can we show that?
I could figure something out for you.
Let's both be in it.
Well, we both need VR, so I've only got one.
Oh, for fuck it.
Well, I'm not going to spend another 400 quid.
Oh, you spent 400 quid on that?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
The point is, I love it. It's really good.
As much. I was...
I will do my best to get them in it.
I was... The other day, I watched a thing, and it was Japan, right, Japanese theme today, the most minimal man in Japan.
Right.
And he owns, in his entire existence, like 200 items. Okay. But that includes like toilet brush.
Okay.
Face
a toilet
cloth.
Brush. He has nothing but just a toilet brush.
No. But he's priorities, in this flat mate. And he moves flat at least once a year.
Okay.
And everything's considered. So you open his cupboard. He's one of these guys. He always wears the same clothes.
He sounds he's like got, he has a mental illness.
Well, he comes across as fairly normal, to be honest, but he's got one bowl, one set of chopsticks, one spoon.
Ted Bundy, normal.
Yeah, but the thing about him is he's got all these fucking games. So he's like, I don't need stimulus. I like a plain room. His room is just white. He's not even got curtains.
But he's playing Call of Duty all day.
But that's what worries me about all this. People will live in the future, we'll live in this fucking hive city.
Uh-huh.
And everybody will be sitting in these tiny flats, like out of fucking, and they'll just be living.
Oh, it sounds good.
In another world.
I like it.
I don't want that.
Well, the thing is,
I don't want that.
Yeah, but when VR will get to the point where you just feel like you're in it and it's amazing.
I don't want to be in it.
Oh, it's going to
be really
good.
Don't want to be in it.
I like it.
No, because it'll never be real. It's just a fucking.
Is this real? But we know this isn't real. This is a simulation of your brain.
Yeah, but there is some intangible here. But in the no thanks.
I can't wait.
No.
Can't wait.
There's people that will happily plug themselves in. And the people that will happily plug themselves in, to be honest, I'm glad they're out of the way.
Okay. I've been playing.
I'm glad they're out of the way.
Ghost Recon Breakthrough. It's not as good as the first one yet. I'm giving it
That's
a go.
Okay.
I've played the other one for a few hundred hours. And I'm
100. You don't have time, mate. I don't have time. You've less time. Come on, mate. Pull yourself.
That's how I relax. I come in from work. You know how you decompress from whatever you're doing?
No, I just the same all the time.
I decompress.
No.
So I play the game for
just
an hour.
Just the same all the time.
And then I go and get my tea.
Just the same all the time.
I love it. Anyway. Morning, dudes. Just discovered.
Oh.
This is Mark Devlin. Just discovered I'm Gen X, as probably most of the people here. It would be depressing, I suppose, but I've no idea what it means, probably because I'm Gen X. That's a pretty good description.
It's, yeah, Gen X. We're all Gen X, yeah.
Gen X, the slacker generation, which I have to say, I really was. I fell into it.
No, but the slacker.
I worked,
the
but I was surfing.
The slacker generation have produced the latest lot, which are, they're fine, they're well-intentioned. But what I worry about them is, that looking back, in the 90s were fucking awful but great simultaneously.
I understand what you're meaning.
Every one of my social group, we got annihilated all the time.
Yeah.
We did some wild stuff.
Yes.
Got it out of our system, mm-hmm. And now we've all got a bit old fogey-ish. Everybody's got hobbies now.
I'm not old fogey. I'm not like you.
Yes, yeah.
I don't worry about young people.
Yeah. But I don't worry about young people. But the thing about the young people now, and it's not, I don't worry about them. They're fine. But they're just watching what they're eating and they're being very cautious in youth. They're all going to have fucking meltdowns later in life.
Yeah, but do
they are going to be appalling.
Does that offend you? Are you like, fucking...
No, I'm not offended by it.
Have a bit of
no,
life.
No, no, but they should live their life when they've got the knees for it. They're going to be trying and doing stuff when they're fucked.
Well, here's the thing.
I bet you... Well, prison for older 60s is going up and up. We've got a lot more elderly criminals because our population's becoming very old.
Well, here's what happens.
And the future for these people is, these young people... Get out of the way because you won't be able to entertain yourself in the future.
In one way, I do agree.
But have you seen the state of Dubai, the flooding?
Yeah.
Young people just now, you can't have much fun in a flood.
Well, anyway, back on Earth, it's true. I would do things, I said to all my friends, despite my injuries, I got away with it.
Uh-huh.
Hit 50.
You're paying for it.
And broken kneecap.
Uh-huh.
Paying 30 for years it. Ago, now it aches.
It aches now.
Now, all my cuts where I got my stitches and that. If you,
have you got scurvy?
Well, no, I've not got scurvy. Nothing's opening up. But the old injuries.
Are they?
And I remember being told by people who were older than me.
Uh-huh.
And I was saying, I got away with it. And they went, wait till you're 50. I swear to God, on my 50th birthday that night, I went, oh, things started hurting. And I noticed that when I watched Jackass.
Oh, they'll all be
fine. They're all got fucking walking, they're all limping, they're all, everything's come back. They're all in getting surgeries and all their own old injuries. So no matter what you do and you think you get away with it, which I really did, I've broken all my fingers, I've broken all my toes.
Broken your head.
Dislocated collarbones, but all the things.
Oh.
And they're all coming back to ache and hurt and yeah,
you're like
it all
Odo.
Comes back.
Do you at night turn into liquid form and sit in a jar?
Part of me does. But that's taken years off my life apparently, so I might slow down.
Liquid form.
I have discovered something, as I was saying earlier.
Oh yeah.
If you're going to surprise someone, it has to be a surprise.
Okay.
Right? For example, if someone says, I'm going to have a surprise anniversary party. On your anniversary, there's a possibility someone might hold a party for you, so it's not really a surprise. There's an element taken away.
Oh, you do it randomly.
So if what you do the week before, you have it. I'll give you an example. This is how you do it.
Oh, no. I've just realised something terrible.
Happy birthday. The week before, I wrapped it myself. Now, the wrapping paper is recycled because that's packing paper that I realised you can unfold and turn into paper.
Hold on.
Toilet paper. Move
hold,
this.
Hold on.
You're going to spill all this. I got you. Describe it. Hold on. You got to describe. Okay, I'll describe it.
It's hold
a, on. Okay, you'll do it. You'll do it. I got him a birthday present because it's his birthday next week. He's the grand old age of 49. He's still dramatically younger than me. That upsets me, looking like that. But
look, I found a sheath.
Oh, you got
a...
You found a sheath with no knife.
And I found a knife.
And you found a knife.
But it wouldn't fit, so I melted it and put it in a clamp.
Oh, Jesus. That looks sharp.
So that, I'm going to
put it there
under
and just,
the desk.
If I go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to cut it. Be gentle with it. So, I got you something.
That's
because I know
nice.
Your age. And
oh, this is awful how you've done this.
No, I just done it before I came down.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's just as a... I think it's a good... Now, that's recycled because that is packing paper I got from Stephen. And when you unfurl it, you get, like, nice paper, eh? I thought that's nice. Because I know you're all about recycling, so...
I do recycle.
Yeah. So this has been recycled. This is the fourth time that paper's been recycled.
Well, it's going in the bin.
Well, okay, that didn't really work. But you know what I meant, you know.
It's like a chain letter.
The intentions... Now, wait.
I'm not looking. I'm wait. Doing what I used to do at Christmas time when I was
don't
a kid.
Don't look, it has to be right out. Okay. Because, this is because you're a moaning cunt. Have a look at it.
Oh, it's a cooler.
You got a wee fridge.
Oh, my God.
You got a wee fridge. Don't worry, it's not second hand. It came all half popped open,
oh,
so
it,
I had to
it,
tape it.
That's okay, I don't mind.
Oh.
You got a fridge.
You got
well,
a fridge.
To be honest with you, it's going to be our fridge.
Well, you know, it's good for six cans, I think, can get in it.
Well, I'll fill this with cans.
So there you
we
go.
We can keep our... thanks very much.
That's
can,
not a problem.
We can keep our coffee in here.
There you go. Russell Hobbs.
Oh, that's a good brand.
Good. And I got
this
it in
this looks
a,
nice.
Yeah, I got it kind of the classy looking one. Yeah, that's going to be good for it. Just... Yeah, there we go. Oh, my God. You're just so... For someone who creates these beautiful models, you're so rough. And
oh, I'm rough.
You're rough.
I'm rough.
So there you go.
See, Ken who I'm thinking about when I'm doing this?
What?
My 18-year-old self. When I was a... Oh, it's okay. When I was a student.
Okay.
In halls of residence, how much I would have loved to have had one of these.
Remember, read all the instructions before use.
It's not that complicated.
Well, it kind of, you know, I just...
Yeah, but it's so cool.
Look at that. I got the prettiest one.
That's like, that has an element.
Yeah.
An element.
There's even a wee handle.
It has an element of a fallout to it.
Well, I got the one that looked so, a classic look to it, so.
So how does this work?
Well, inside.
Inside the fridge.
You've got your cables, you plug it in, and it just cools. And you've got nice, horrible, because you need all your drinks room temperature, but apparently you like them. You can also plug it into your car as well and take it around with you, so you won't be without. So as an early present makes it a surprise, doesn't it? Well, you didn't expect anything.
I didn't.
There you go.
Well, to be honest with you, birthdays isn't a big thing to me.
And you can, it doesn't matter, because you know when I planned this?
When?
Last year when I said, you're not fucking getting one. I've waited all year so I could get you that.
Oh, you're sneaky.
That was for content. I've waited a year.
God, we've put it all. We've put it all in the content today. And
I waited a year.
Oh, these come out. Oh, and you can plug into the
into
car.
Into your car, and you take it with you, and you can have your cool drinks.
But this one plugs into the wall.
Into the wall. Well, so away you go. It looks like a proper wee fridge.
That is nice, mate.
Look at it. I got the nicest. Wood? Well, no. That's a bit of plastic. But if you look in the back, look. I even noticed something. You've got a little bit to put your chocolate in. So you can have cooled chocolate in that.
Jesus.
Look at that.
It does have cooled chocolate.
Eh?
What's this bit?
Cooled chocolate.
Let's plug it in.
So there you go. You can get it.
Does it speak to you?
Is this
Wi-Fi?
It doesn't talk to you. Let's see what.
Can this be a Wi-Fi?
But wait. Look on the back. You can keep things warm as well, hot and cold.
Fuck off.
Look at that.
Fuck off.
Hot and cold.
I run hot and cold.
We'll need to get another plug. Oh no, there's a plug here. There's one under there.
We'll plug that in.
Well, I don't think it'll reach. Will it?
Oh, yeah,
it will.
Yeah, well, it's. Okay. A5 cooler.
It's on. It's on, so. And cold. It's on.
Oh,
it's a wee light.
Oh.
You're going. And the fan is now drawn out and it'll cool.
Just chocolate could go there. A little pepperamis.
Yeah. I've got a feeling it's just a fan that extracts the heat.
Yeah, it's just
But you know what?
It doesn't matter.
It's a cooler. You'll keep your stuff cool. Apparently it works quite well. Yeah, but you take the tray out. The tray comes out and it's adjustable. You moaning bitch. You say, oh God, this is brutal to watch. You're a difficult, difficult person. But I read reviews. Apparently it works very well. There you go.
You basically fit.
One can in. No. You get two cans in. or one can. You get two cans that are cool. But that's better than no cans that are cool.
So this will cool, it will not freeze.
No, it doesn't freeze. It's a cooler. It's a cooler. You know, and it's like, I think the sound's picking. Don't criticise. It got good reviews.
I think it's nice.
It got good reviews.
I like the colour. I do like, it does have a bit of a, it does have a bit of a kind of Fallout vibe.
You could get, I've got stickers down the stairs of girls on bombs. You could put
everyone,
one, see if I could find one.
Send us some stickers and it can go into the fridge.
Oh, great idea.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Look at
just
that.
Just on the front.
And we'll get a spot
for
it.
I've got my giant Cthulhu sticker.
Oh.
It's like Miskatonic University one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, that sounds good. So there you go.
So this is this I'm getting glue. Thanks very much.
Oh, it's not a problem.
Kind.
Not a problem.
No, this is getting.
Wait a year for that.
This is going to be glued on under here.
I don't think you should glue knives.
Just here, look. Just like
maybe
that.
If we're getting more guests, that would
just
be
like
ideal.
That, just
after
here.
Our last experience.
And I can just go.
Just fuck you, you fucking cunt. Yeah.
But see, I squished it in the thing and it fitted fine. Look.
Oh, look at that. Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, that's lovely. It is. It's like a.
It's just a cooler, and the reviews were good. It says it keeps everything cool all
if
day.
If you bring, you could. You wouldn't have this running all the time because I think you'd come in and this would be a puddle.
I think the place would burn down.
Yeah.
But yeah, because it's that's what I'm saying. It's instant. So you just put it on. Put your
stuff
in. We'll
do a bit of a rearranging
cool.
in here. I'm determined to
it's
make...
starting to get like a bit of a tip.
Tip, yeah.
Because you've got cages, well, those you've got dinosaurs.
Would those cages fit in my corner?
I think they could. I think they could.
Well, look at that today.
But you won't be able to escape.
It doesn't matter, okay. Let's be honest. But you're what I'm going to do is I'm going to go next month, I'm going to see about getting a bit of perspex, and we'll have the folk in Scotland.
We'll get some lights in that.
Yeah, we'll get some lights in it, some LEDs. Because
we
want
we don't need the human cage there. The human cage is inappropriate.
I'm going to get rid of that.
Yeah.
It's not a human. I don't know what that was for.
Honestly, I can't imagine.
Is
it for hanging stuff on?
It's a fashion thing.
Yeah.
I think it's for hanging clothes.
You don't go inside it.
No, could you fit inside there?
Oh, not now. Not exercising. Doing a bit of weight. I got weighed. I'm not as heavy as I thought.
I thought I was fat
as fuck, but it turns out I'm not.
I'm checking the heat setting.
Because it keeps it warm. So what does warm do? Does it pull it in? No, I don't know what it's doing. There must be a wee element on it or something. And with the amount of plastic, that would be great. The box in June that the test Paul is actually Russell Hobbs.
Not the
cooler.
Not the gom jabar. What's it called?
Just the it's cold. Did I like it?
Fear is the mind killer.
So there you go. Killer. So there you go.
It's nice here.
Doesn't it look good?
Yeah.
We'll get a spot for it. But we'll move it away from the mics a bit because it's noisy. Yeah. So we'll have a...
We'll switch off.
We could get it over there. It could sit under the TV.
Could sit under the TV.
Because you got a whole... Yeah, there we go. I got a new cable for it as well because it seems to be that TV might work. Mm-hmm. It was the cable that was busted, even though it was brand new. Yeah, so... Yeah, he's a way to do it. He's all excited. Look, it doesn't fit. I think we could move that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could adjust that. That could be adjusted, so that's fine. We've got a place for it.
Oh, I thought of a film we could do.
What's that?
Celluloids.
Yeah.
Brazil.
Oh, I hate Brazil.
You don't like Brazil?
I fucking hate that waking nightmare
of
shit.
You don't like that film?
No, I hate it. I hate
it. Why do you not like it?
Because I was a kid when I watched it. It really upset me.
You need to watch Brazil again.
I hate it.
You honestly need to watch Brazil again.
It's a nightmare. It's the stuff God, no, I hate it. It's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And all it is I'm getting lobotomized. That's it.
It's getting lobotomized.
That's all it is.
Have we got any other material? Because I'm feeling dead. It's like some apple juices went to my lung.
Well, it probably has. That makes you feel weird.
Did you see the guy that he had a plant and a tree was growing in his lung?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. You get it with mushrooms.
Sucked in a...
It'll start growing in your
lungs. Now, if you want to never sleep again, look up the black mold.
Why?
In India, there was a number of cases of it as well. And it was people that were, I think it was people with diabetics in India, and there was a link to COVID.
Right.
There was something going on. There was a black mold that was getting into their system and it was going into their eyes.
Oh, Jesus.
No, having to remove their eyes. And if they didn't remove their eyes, if it went into your brain, there's not a damn thing.
Oh, God almighty. Nope.
And it's like black mold from the fridge.
And I've got it in the house, all over my walls.
It's a different species.
A third part of my roof has caved in. My stairs on the outside.
How long have you got to move out? When you get?
It's not long. It's not long now. It's really not long. Right. But
are you going to do a midnight flip?
I noticed my... Oh, no.
No, you're
but I noticed my shed.
Should I throw that in the bin, the box?
Yes.
Because I have a tendency, we can't... I was going to put it
up. You will not put anything else up there.
You give me permission, I'll put it in the bin. Okay.
Permission. The shed, I noticed, is now away from the wall. I went, what's going on? So I opened it yesterday. The stairs have collapsed that much. They've broke the back of the shed.
Jesus.
And the shed's now at an angle.
Whole building of yours is going to come down.
It's going to come down.
If we lived in like an earthquake zone... You sometimes get earthquakes in Scotland.
It wouldn't last a
second. It would just tumble down,
It wouldn't last a second. It's really bad.
I was speaking to people at my work the other day, and folks' experience of flats in Dundee over the years, everyone has had horrible leaking flats.
Yeah.
And those flats won't be fixed.
No.
So people will still be living in them.
Terrible
condition. And they'll still be leaking. Dundee's really bad.
My house was inspected.
You'd think in a country that just rained all the time, would be good at roof technology, don't you?
You would think.
You think.
But I've got a 160-year-old house, everything.
The Bedouin people, they know camels, they know conserving water, they know how to survive. Us, we just sit there in the bloody damp.
We just sit there getting soaked.
Sit there in the...
But the thing is, right?
I think it's because it gives us something to speak about.
We got the... Because I made a complaint about it.
Yeah.
The council had to get involved.
Yeah.
They came up. Guy came around.
Awful.
He says, I'm going to send the surveyor up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Surveyor came up. And you get points.
Uh-huh.
How bad your house is. Uh-huh. Ours is the worst you can get.
Oh, jeez.
And I even said to him, you must see this all the time. He went, not
no,
like this.
Not like this.
Not like this. You'll get a room.
Yeah.
You'll get so. He goes, no, this is.
Because you've actually got webbed feet now.
It actually goes, shocking. It's so bad.
Yeah, you've evolved.
But
in
the
it.
Thing is, the house was just degrading over the years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But all of a sudden, it's just gone.
Yeah,
it's just gone.
There's a tipping point, mate.
It's just give up the ghost.
It's like those dams you get that just like. Just yeah. go. They just go.
Because the thing is, even when it gets fully repaired,
uh-huh.
and I'm long gone,
uh-huh.
and it's fully repaired,
yeah,
it's still a form of patching it up. Do you
yeah,
know what I mean?
It's gonna be most. They'll have to
the
replace
stones, the old
90%
sandstone.
Of it.
Yeah, the old sandstone.
I don't think they will repair it. I think they'll take it down.
They can't.
No.
Different owners now.
Yeah,
before
okay.
it was one owner. Now it's all different owners through the houses. And they're
imagine,
all didn't
imagine
know.
Imagine you've got a mortgage
know.
On that.
They're all...
Imagine if you had a mortgage on that place.
Girl downstairs,
aye.
Woman came along, very nice, said, look, I bought it. Was there any chance over the next month I can maybe arrange a date to get in? Doing all properly, very nice. She went, of course, and you come. Fucking couldn't believe her eyes. She was like, oh, for fuck's sake. She was just like...
Stuck with it now.
You're stuck
She'll
with
struggle
it.
To get insurance.
And this is the problem. They don't... Nobody knew about the rats. Nobody knew about the
To
problems.
Be honest with you, the rats Fuck. Are holding hands and they're keeping the building together.
If
once
the rats
leave,
move out, boom.
There's a giant rat king in the walls and it's all the...
Do you remember cars years ago used to be really shit? And I remember someone said to me,
particularly
there was rust
British
all over
cars.
It. And they went like that. How'd you not get some rust eater on that? I went,
yeah,
that's the only thing I've got of a car.
Together.
It's like, no, you've got to keep that rust.
Fuck.
And it's kind of, it's that bad. But everyone who's bought into this block... Didn't look at it.
No.
Didn't get their own surveys done.
No.
And it's a fucking disaster.
Fuck.
But now the council have got involved and they're like, oh no. Oh no, this has all got to be done.
Jesus Christ.
And it's like, fuck.
It's sickening, really, the what people are putting in.
But some people with some money thought, oh, these houses are cheap.
No, because
for a reason.
Everybody's been told that the way to succeed in life is just. Mortgages, buy, you've got to own a place. But I know folk I've worked with over the years, they were buying like ground floor flats.
Yeah.
One lassie bought a place, she put the new, can that fucking vinyl, can that click?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Floor stuff.
Veneer.
Veneer.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
awful.
Yeah.
You don't see it much now. But she came back from work one day and it bowed.
Yeah.
Sewage.
Yeah. Things like that can happen. It's... Honestly, the housing situation in
yeah,
Dundee
really
is so bad.
And I wouldn't mind if the house price you paid, the rent wasn't a cheap.
So
Dundee
high.
Used to be so cheap to live
yeah,
in.
Not now.
But now £500 will get you a month will get you nothing.
Nothing.
In nothing. Nothing in Dundee. Nothing. You won't even get a bed set for £500.
It's so bad now. But the thing is, right? The problem with saying Dundee's moving, it's a mover and shaker, we're going places. Loads of people came in to buy properties because they believed that.
Yeah.
But that's a one-way street.
Lonely,
you can't go back.
Lonely planet.
Everyone, lonely.
Somebody's going to sue them.
I am sick of all these
fucking... Did you notice, there was like, was it not Dundee Day or something? Did any cunt reach out to us?
Dundee Day?
With Dundee Historical Day. Someone
about the day. Now someone did reach out, Chris Shadwins.
Aye.
Got in touch
from the other side of the fucking
from
world.
The other side of the world got in touch with Dundee culture to say we
what's lazy
Thanks,
about
Chris.
Dundee is Dundee's got three or four names and they just keep giving them stuff.
Yeah,
there's the powers that be in Dundee have one of those Rolodexes and it's just three names and they go right we need someone and then they just phone them.
It's kind of like
that is honestly it.
It's kind of like that
honestly it.
Was it Billy Connolly years ago? He said, you don't go to Dundee and the culture's in this or that. You've got to knock on doors.
Right.
And it's bad. And that's really observant.
Yeah.
And it is. It's there's things going on.
There is.
But it's so
strange. Let's just say you won't see the good stuff in the Dundee Courier.
No, you won't.
Never.
Never see it.
Never see it, mate.
It's a very strange,
Never
weird
see
place.
It. Do you think is anyone sitting somewhere? And he lives in like some luxury, but he's living in a VR Dundee. He just goes into the VR Dundee.
Chris Shadwins.
Yeah.
He's not living in luxury,
he
but he's
in
VR.
He goes in Dundee. Fast Eddie's there. Imagine Fast Eddie in VR. coming at you.
I done, when I first got the VR, you can do Google Earth.
Uh-huh.
And you can do it in VR.
You fly
about. So you can fly about, or you kind of feel like Godzilla size, and you're looking, it's all 3D. It's really cool. But then you can go into Street View.
Oh, that's weird.
And I swear, I went to Dundee City Centre and Fast Eddie's there.
Of course he is.
And I just went, leaving.
If they digitised out his face, it wouldn't make any difference.
And why was I going into VR to look at where I don't want to go in Dundee? So like I travelled the world. I went to Paris.
Dundee's,
which was shit.
Paris is probably filthier than Dundee.
It was shit.
I love Paris. But
I like it, but it was shit.
The open-top buses are back.
I know. Did you see it in the rain the other day?
So they had them last year, God. And it was an unmitigated disaster.
Yes, no one goes on it.
They use terms like iconic. Now, I love Dundee. I love living in Dundee.
I do.
There is not a single iconic building in Dundee.
No.
They used to say, the V&A is an iconic building. No, it's not. A building has to be around long enough to become iconic.
The people at Dundee are starting to hate the V&A. It's turning.
Yeah.
Because of the money it's going into and the absolute failure it's been. So they're starting to get angry at it.
Yeah, starting to be annoyed.
That's not iconic.
I was going past the Eden project, so they seem to have, they're clearing the site, so we'll see if that happens. But there's none, like, pal of mine, actually Goldilocks, Sleazy Tam's better half.
Okay.
They're as bad as each other.
I could imagine.
But her and her daughter went up, and the open top tour of Dundee takes you up the hill town.
I know. I see it all
and
the time.
And they saw a junkie spewing like a kind of orangey green liquid in as it went past.
Oh, God, a romantic trip then.
Because why would you take them up the hill town? Because they take them to the law.
Yeah, the law. But there's other ways to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's.
But it failed. That's what I can't understand. It failed miserably.
And they're keeping
it back. And they're thinking,
there's no money in Dundee.
All we've done wrong, we've not advertised it well enough.
Yeah.
But people come to cities, like, it's not easy. Like, at my work, there's always people coming in and saying, where did I get on this bus?
Yeah.
Now, if it was run smoothly, they wouldn't need to come asking people. Mm-hmm. They'd know. It's weird.
Yes, it's a disaster. But the tour bus, I saw it the other day in the rain. I couldn't even see the rain and it goes past.
If you go St Andrew's Square in St Andrew's, Edinburgh. Is full of rival companies and they're all fucking juggling past you to get your thing. But Edinburgh has genuine iconic buildings.
Yes.
Multiple iconic buildings.
But we've got some burnt out flats in the Hilton.
What do they say is iconic? The Caird Hall? It's not iconic.
We have a building in the Hilton that's, okay, it's on it is a hill town.
It's steep. The Hilton clock.
And they've taken some buildings away that they knocked down and then realised the buildings beside it.
They're falling down.
So they put huge steel rods to hold it up and they've been there for like 20 odd years.
Yeah.
If they take them away, the whole Hilton falls down.
Jesus Christ.
That's the Hilton.
I've been watching landslides on YouTube videos.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like it. It's scary. Because there's fuck all you can do.
Like China in particular.
You're done.
Because it rains like fucking China. And whatever the stone, whatever geological conditions, I saw when a whole mountain fell down.
I was about to say. Because you see a wee rock fall and then you realise the site and the whole thing just comes down.
Slides down the whole mountain and goes.
The whole mountain.
I might be up in the Highlands with my mum and dad and we were in the Triumph Dolomite and you would get road kind of like landslides and big boulders would come down. But like the road would get covered but not washed away. Wild.
We were up hiking.
Nature, man.
When we were kids.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing the last part, Jock's Road.
Okay.
And it's from Braemar to Glendall.
Love it up there.
And we're just hiking up this bit. And this boulder, probably 4 foot.
Yeah.
By about 3 foot big.
Uh-huh.
If it hit you. Just come rolling down the hill on a beautiful sunny day. And it just went past us, about maybe 100 feet away. Just went all the way down. And then we were like, You don't take your eyes off it because that would fucking destroy you.
I saw one. I think it was in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful villa.
Yeah.
And it's been utterly, half of it's gone. And a boulder, like three, and I'm not joking, three times the size of this space, came rolling down.
Oh, God.
But two of them. Then another one came after it and just flattened the house. Luckily, nobody's hurt. But like 200 yards ahead of their house is an even bigger boulder. And this has been rolled down like hundreds of years ago.
Oh, it's
so you're not going to get insurance for that place.
No, you're not. It's like living in Dundee.
Yeah, fuck.
I've always liked beachfront property.
You see houses where people have like built a wee house under a boulder. I'd love that.
That's cool.
I'd love that.
That's not going to leak.
It's not.
That's not going to leak, ladies and gentlemen.
That's taken a lot out of me today.
You've hurt yourself.
I've injured myself.
What you need to do, because you've taken some liquid in the lungs, you actually need to lie it flat for half an hour, and that takes it away.
I can't lie down. I'm too busy, man.
But
I just can't
lie
stop.
Down.
No, I can't stop.
It takes it away.
I can't stop.
You've got your cooler.
I can't stop. I won't stop. I'm unstoppable.
Are we going to rearrange a bit in here and get your shite
out? Yeah, we'll do that now.
I'm not doing it now.
The dinosaur stays.
Okay, the dinosaur stays. Ladies and gentlemen, join us on Patreon, where you can see the full video version of this unwrapping.
Well, I was going to make tits for a dinosaur the other day. I forgot. I'll do it. Maybe we do it today.
Anyway, join us on Patreon. You know the whole drill, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because people are just... New people have come into this crowded market, and they're leaving us for dust.
I know. It's...
We maybe have to. Could we do two versions? Could we do? We'll do them simultaneously.
What?
We'll film them. We'll film a clean version, and then we'll film adult. Each day we'll do two.
I'm not going to do that.
No, you're not.
And you're not going to do it either.
What about like a button we can press?
What? Wait.
Fat fucking kind of fat. Tits.
Wait. Hold on.
Ken Fraser Crane manages this, mate. We need a, you know what we need? We need a Ros Doyle.
Wait, we need a...
A Ros Doyle.
Okay.
Hold on, wait. I don't know what I'm pressing.
Is it working yet?
No, no.
What have I...
Wait, hold on.
I see
Nicola Sturgeon's husband.
Her husband's gone.
He doesn't look well.
You know what? He's fucking done it. I'm going to say it now. You wouldn't keep arresting him if he hadn't stolen all that money.
He's one of these
resting
guys.
Resting in his account.
Unfortunately, his eyelids bend down.
Why do you go all sexual when that goes on? I don't like it. Ladies and gentlemen,
imagine you were phoning people and dirty phone calls at 3 a.m.
Jeanette Cranky phoned me last night, the wee bitch.
I can smell your duvet.
Oh, I don't want to smell mine. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, laters!
Ta-da!